I'd like to have a sermon based upon a song that's in the song book. And occasionally I like to do this, and then at the end of the sermon, we'll sing the song together and think about the thoughts that we've thought about while we've been studying it in the lesson. And the song that I have picked out tonight is song number 186. Song number 186, Christ, We Do All Adore Thee. It's not a very long song. It's only one stanza, but it is a beautiful song, and it has some wonderful thoughts within it. And so let's get our songbooks out, and I've got one up here, and just look at the lyrics for a moment, and then we'll think about some of the thoughts that we have within this song as we study the Word of God together. Song number 186, Christ, We Do All Adore Thee. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. For on the holy cross hast Thou the world from sin redeemed. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. And then there's a four-beat rest in the middle of this song, which is interesting. It just stops for a minute. And then we sing, Christ, we do all adore Thee, very softly at the end. The thought behind this song, the primary thought behind this song, is the love that we have for Christ. And that we love Christ because He first loved us, right? For on the holy cross you have the world from sin redeemed, or redeem the world from sin. And that's why we love Christ. Well, this evening I'd like for us to think about loving Christ and think about what it means to adore Christ within our lives. Let's look over to Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 through 19. Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 through 19. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ. Paul prays here that we may be able to know the love of Christ. The love of Christ is not only the love that Christ teaches, but love for Christ as well. Do we love Christ? And that's certainly the theme of the song that we just mentioned. Christ, we do all adore Thee, or we love Thee. And that's what it means to adore someone. Well, let's think about what it means to adore Christ this evening. First of all, we adore Christ by putting Him first within our lives. Certainly, we understand this. Passages such as Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 teach us what our priorities are in this life. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus talks about that great commandment in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The first and great commandment is to love God. And Christ is the incarnation of God. He is Emmanuel, God in the flesh. And so when we love God, we will love Christ. We must put Him first within our life, and we need to know how to put Christ first within our life. We put Christ first in our life by acknowledging the authority that He has over our lives. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 and following. All authority has been given unto me, Jesus said. And so He says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, notice, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That is respecting the authority of Christ. When we respect the authority of Christ, we will do everything under the authority of Christ. Our whole lives will be subsumed in the authority of Christ. And that's what Paul talks about in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Yes, everything we do should be done based upon the authority of Christ, to be done in the name of Christ. And when we do that, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, it means that we do all things to the glory of God the Father. And that is, of course, through His Son, Jesus the Christ. We adore Christ by putting Him first within our life. We do this because we don't have all the answers to life. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walks to direct his own steps. How important is it then for us to put Christ first within our lives so that we can have direction, so that we can know where to put our spiritual feet? Right? So that we won't be guiding our own lives, but that God will be leading our lives through His Son, Jesus. And so we must trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding and all of our ways. Acknowledge Him and He will direct our steps. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. If we trust in the Lord, put Him first within our life, then we can do the right things within our life. If we don't put Christ first, and there are many other things that can compete with putting Christ first, but the biggest thing that competes with putting Christ first is putting self first. And when we put self first, Christ will not be first within our lives. We will try to direct our own steps. We will try to solve our own problems, and we will end up right back where we started in the situation of sin to begin with. We adore Christ. If we truly love Christ, if we truly mean what we sing when we say we love Christ, when we say we adore Him, let's put Christ first within our lives. Secondly, we adore Christ by obeying His commands. We talked about that briefly in Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 through 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, He said. If we love Jesus, certainly we will keep His commands. For Jesus Himself said in John 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Obedience is really not a difficult concept. It's just doing what Christ has told us to do within His Word. It's just doing that and knowing that you're doing it because you love Christ. Indeed, we prove our love, or our love is tested by our obedience to Christ. The Bible says that Christ learned obedience through the things which He suffered. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. And so also we learn obedience by trusting in Christ and by giving ourselves to Him, by obeying Him, especially in the difficult times, especially in the difficult moments when it's easiest to turn away from Him and say, you know, I think I'll go my own way and try it my own way here. But no, it's in those times that our faith is tested. It's in those times that our love for Christ is truly tested. And if we love Christ, we will keep His commandments. We adore Christ by obeying His commands. And in obeying His commands, Christ loves us for doing so. In John chapter 15 and verse 10, we read, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Do we want to abide in the love of Christ? Certainly that's something we want to do in that special relationship that we have with Christ that He gives to His brothers and sisters, that God gives to His children. Then let us keep His commandments. John 14 and verse 21 says this. Jesus says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. These commandments that Jesus gives, a lot of times people look at the commandments and say, well, I can't keep those commandments. I don't know how to follow them. These are things I can't do. These are things that are difficult. But listen to what John tells us in 1 John 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. That is, they're not difficult. They're not burdensome. God doesn't want us to make our life miserable, certainly not. He wants us to enjoy our life and be safe and be healthy and be sound in our thinking. And that is why He gives us the words that He does. Obeying His commands are the best way to have this kind of life. As we talked about this morning in our Bible class, Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Yes, we adore Christ by obeying His commands. But then we recognize why we adore Christ, and that's one of the thoughts within the song itself. "Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. For on the holy cross Thou hast the world from sin redeemed. We love Christ because He first loved us." Indeed, Christ has shown His love for us by dying on that holy cross. And 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19 says exactly this: "We adore Christ because He first loved us." We can't properly love God, really, while we are yet in our sins. And our sins had to be removed first before we could truly love God, before we could truly come to Him to be able to worship Him, to be able to adore Him, to be able to praise Him as we ought within our life. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, a passage that we are familiar with, we read, "For He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And so, without that sacrifice that Christ made, without Him loving us first, we wouldn't know how to love Him. We wouldn't know how to praise Him. We certainly wouldn't know how to obey Him. But because He has loved us first, now we can in turn love Him. We love Christ because He first loved us, and He showed us His love by dying on that cross. Here in His love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation, it means a sacrifice that is pleasing to God, a sacrifice that satisfies, a sacrifice that is sufficient. And that's what God found within the sacrifice of His Son. You see, God certainly didn't have to redeem man. He didn't have to send His Son to die for man's sins, but He made a choice to love us. And because He loved us, He sent Jesus. And He demonstrated that in the greatest way possible. "Greater love hath no man than that a man lay down his life for his friends." John chapter 15 and verse 13. And in giving Jesus His Son on the cross, God demonstrated to us that He is mankind's greatest friend. We adore Christ because He first loved us. Let's turn to song number 186, and we'll sing this song together, and then we'll have our invitation. Song number 186, "Christ, We Do All Adore Thee." I don't know how many of you know this song, but we'll go ahead and sing it through. And I'll sing it a little bit slower than I normally sing it so that we can practice it a little bit. And do note that at the end of the song, there's a four-beat rest right before the last phrase there. And then also note that it's very quiet at the end of the song. So here we go. "Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. For on the holy cross hast Thou the world from sin redeemed. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. Christ, we do all adore Thee." Well, it's a wonderful song, a beautiful song. It's a song that helps us to remember why we're here, to love and adore and to worship Christ within our lives. We adore Christ by putting Him first within our lives. We adore Christ by obeying His commands. And we adore Christ, we love Christ, because He first loved us. Have you been putting Christ first within your life? Have you been obeying your commands? Do you recognize His love for you today? Do you need to come back to Him within your life? Perhaps there are things that you need to repent of, that you need to confess before the church. Tonight, the opportunity is present for you to do that, if that is your desire. If you're not a Christian and you would like to become one, you recognize the great love that Christ has for you, and you recognize exactly what you need to do to hear His will, to believe it, to repent of sins, to confess Jesus, and to be baptized for the remission of sins, then tonight you can take those steps in being obedient to Him, showing your love for Him, showing that you do truly adore Christ, and becoming a child of God by becoming Christ's brother or sister and identifying with Him in baptism. Do you need to respond to the invitation? The opportunity for you to do that is now, while together we stand and sing this song of encouragement.